Hello, this is Leslie Scarra. I'm founder and CEO of Merlin Development. This is my fourth podcast for prepared foods focusing on technology issues. It is entitled Creating More Healthful Foods, Part 1, Managing Physiological Drivers of Liking. I've been developing foods for 30 years, and during that time, I've answered countless questions from friends about the so-called evil food of the moment. Current questions center on excess sodium and trans fat in processed foods and why whole grains aren't more commonly used. In answering these questions, I've explained the science and the factors which cause the food industry to behave as it does. Lately, however, I've been exploring these questions in a different way. Since I still don't believe that the food industry is plotting against American consumers, then what are the underlying factors that result in a processed food supply that is subject to all of these questions? I'm finding the answers to my inquiries are surprising to me, and they lead me to a different approach and emphasis than I previously recommended. I'll discuss this over the next three podcasts entitled Creating More Healthful Foods. The rest of this podcast will focus on managing physiological drivers of liking. Part 2 will cover the utilization of psychological drivers of liking. And Part 3 will tie it all together in the role of project design. I recently spent 2 days with Dr. Zeta Vickers, the sensory professor in the Department of Food Science and Nutrition at the University of Minnesota. We explored this topic, and she shared results of her work in her laboratory and her extensive search of sensory and psychological literature. She distilled a useful understanding of the physiological and psychological drivers of liking, which I will summarize and apply in these podcasts. Her information went a long way towards explaining persistent trends I've observed in our development work, and it offers some very constructive tools to facilitate development of healthier, widely appealing foods. The facts I quote are from her work. The interpretations are mostly mine. Very simply summarized, physiological drivers of liking appear to be linked to survival needs for calories, protein, immediate energy, and protection from harmful foods. Sugar, salt, and umami are innately liked. Infants can be shown to positively respond to these tastes. Bitter, sour, and chemical irritants, such as hot pepper burn, are innately disliked. There are no odors that are innately liked or disliked. Textures, which are difficult to control, such as slimy, dry, coating, and rough, harsh, or sharp, are also innately disliked. Liking is also enhanced by increased caloric density. Carefully constructed sensory studies have proven that foods with more calories are better liked. This explains some of the positive effect that fat has on liking. Since caloric density is not immediately sensed, it also explains why we can see parity liking scores for a significantly fat or calorie-reduced product based on a brief taste test, but a significant fall-off of liking with greater usage of the product. Interestingly, the effect of caloric density on liking is more pronounced when we're hungry. Now, let's consider the effects of these physiological drivers of liking on the development of healthy foods. First, let us define healthy foods as those which provide a relatively high ratio of micronutrients and fibers to calories. An equation could be described as healthy equals the sum of micronutrients and fibers divided by calories. Since we know that liking equals calories, we see that liking would be expected to be reduced as healthy increased. Dr. Vickers reminded me, however, that while liking would be expected to go down for healthy foods as calories are reduced, she emphasized that liking is different than consumer choice, which might go up for healthy foods, even though the actual liking is lower. However, sales are most easily sustained when liking is high, so this liking question does need to be dealt with. Beyond the problem with caloric density, some healthy foods are also impacted by dislikes for bitterness, sourness, and some textures. Again, since these dislikes are innate, their negative impact on liking should not be ignored if you wish to formulate successful, broadly appealing foods. Some people are more sensitive to bitterness than others. It stands to reason that people who accept healthy foods might naturally be low bitterness tasters. So when you assemble your development team for healthy foods, seek some of these bitter tasters and heed their input. If you resolve their bitterness objections, you'll go a long way towards formulating a broadly appealing, healthy food. The issue of innate dislikes is particularly important when formulating whole grain foods. Rejectors of whole grain foods may be responding to bitterness and to the sharper textures that can be present in those foods. Technologies are offered by suppliers that claim to solve these problems, but confirm this carefully in your product. Make sure that multiple lots of ingredients are handled, processed, stored, and distributed in the range of expected ways, and that they still do not produce bitterness or a textural problem. You may solve these problems in the lab, only to have them reappear during manufacturer distribution. And since innate dislikes are powerful sales stoppers, it is issues like these that can cause a promising product to fail after market entry. So what do these facts mean? If your healthy food has a lower caloric density than a relevant alternative, or uses ingredients known to be potentially bitter, or to have undesirable textures, be careful to obtain some form of longer-term usage information before you judge that your quality objectives have been met. You may get great scores on a consumer test, but long-term use may not support the enthusiastic sales estimates from brief consumer tests. Be very sensitive to indications of issues due to any of these innate drivers of liking, and err on the side of over-resolving them. The next podcast will cover the psychological drivers of liking, which can be managed in a variety of ways to enhance desirability of healthful foods. The final podcast of the season will pull together an overall project approach, showing how application of these principles alters your project approach and can lead to greater success in formulating healthy foods.